This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Barnes & Noble is having a tough time transitioning to the digital world of books. Nook sales dropped 34% in the last quarter, and the company said today it will stop manufacturing the Nook HD itself and seek other alternatives. The Nook's been a drag on Barnes & Noble's revenues. Laura Owen writes for the technology blog GigaOM. Laura, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Laura, you were on that earnings call that Barnes & Noble had today. So is the Nook on life support, as someone on Twitter said?
Well, Barnes & Noble's Nook tablets are definitely on life support, or maybe they're just pulling the plug on them completely. Barnes & Noble announced this morning that it is going to stop manufacturing those Nook tablets in-house. It's going to try to partner up with third parties to produce the tablets instead in order to cut down on some costs. And it sees a brighter future for its black and white e-readers. It's going to keep developing those within the company.
So what's the basic problem on the Nook? Just all the competition in the tablet business?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of competition in the tablet business. You know, we have the iPad, we have the iPad mini, we have the Kindle Fire, and the Google's Nexus 7. It's never really been clear why somebody would necessarily choose a Nook tablet over one of those other devices. And so that's part of the problem.
They're black and white e-reader, though. People are buying that.
Well, I don't know if I would say it's doing fairly well. The whole Nook segment performed really badly. Revenues in that segment were down 34% this quarter,
right,
and 16.8% for the year. That said, it does seem as if Barnes & Noble's e-readers, the Nook Touch and the Nook with Glow Light, are doing better, and it at least sees enough of a future in those devices to keep making them. For now, that seems to be where the customers are.
What do you think this means, Laura, for Barnes & Noble's future as a whole? Is the company going to survive?
I definitely hope that Barnes & Noble survives. It's pretty much the only remaining bricks and mortar bookstore chain in the country. You know, it's a neighborhood place where people go and buy books, and there's fewer options to do that these days. One of the possibilities that has come up in recent months is that Barnes & Noble's founder, Leonard Riggio, would buy up Barnes & Noble's retail stores and its website, bn.com, and take those private. And that might be where the future of the company lies.
Laura Owen, she writes for the tech blog GigaOM. Laura, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.